Welcome to Speak Live Nation. I'm your host, Cedric Nettles. I have a rising star on the show today. He's in high demand in the independent film circuit. He is on board Israel Morello, friend of mine's film called Bobby Brick. And he is also starring in my upcoming film. And it is a privilege to have such a talent on board. He is Jason Torres. How are you doing?
Oh my gosh, Cedric, thank you for having me on Speak Live Nation. I'm excited. I've been wanting to be on your show for a while, so this is almost like a dream come true. I knew it was going to happen. But thank you for having me, for real. Thank you so much.
Well, you're quite welcome, my friend. Well, I want to hear about your start, because I'm seeing you in a lot of different trailers, different promos and stuff, and I want to hear about your journey and your start. How did you begin?
Oh, well, it all began, I remember when I was around like four, I think I was watching The Simpsons, and I was just like, I fell in love with the role of Bart Simpson, because he was pretty much believe it or not, a cartoon character got me started. Bart Simpson on The Simpsons. I just wanted to be him because he was so free riding a skateboard. He was allowed to go to school by himself. And I told my mom, hey, mom, I want to be Bart Simpson when I grow up. I want to be a cartoon character. And she just looked at me crazy, like, what is this kid talking about? This kid's just talking nonsense. You know, most of the time I did. I spoke nonsense. But after that, then I got into, like, TV comedy, like in Living Color. And then I saw the old shows like Carol Burnett and SNL back in the day. And I fell in love with comedy and then drama. Film. I didn't really get my start and really soak my feet until in my 20s, which a few years back, 3 years ago. So now I'm doing it, and it's been a blessing since.
Well, that's awesome. And of course, you're based out of New York.
Yeah. I'm born and raised in Brooklyn, New York. Now I live in the Bronx, but I'm all over New York City. So definitely, this is my hometown. Yeah.
And it's such a competitive market there. I mean, how do you survive? You get all these role offers and stuff that I'm seeing. How do you do it? What keeps you going?
I don't see it as competitive. I just think it's even before I got started, people always said, "Oh, you want to be an actor? It's so competitive, and you're 24, 25." Which I think it's already too late. There's kids already starting when they're young, and that's how you know you're going to be a success, when you start young. And I said, no, I definitely got to do it, because, first of all, I got into it because I had, like, speech problems. Like, I don't want to say an impediment, but I definitely spoke with a nasal, deep voice and acting. I said, you know what, that's going to help me with my speech and help me at work, because I used to work at Macy's for 5 years, and that would help me with sales and talking to people and getting to know people. And so that's why I got involved. And what keeps me going is just the love. I'm in love with it, and I don't put fear in front of me. Like, if I'm afraid to go to an audition, that's already setting you up for failure. I think I just show them I love it, and I love the people I get to work with. And I'm always, like, attacking people on Facebook, like, oh my God, I love your project, congratulations. And just keeping up with everybody, because it's more about the people you work with and building relationships and friendships and, you know, actually becoming family, because a lot of people forget that we have to live life too outside of the acting. And I think that comes actually building a friendship and going out with other actors and directors and spending time with one another. And you just build like that, definitely. And then they say, hey, I have a project, you want to read this role? And I'm always, like, looking forward to reading a new character and doing research and finding out how can I bring this story to life and the character and, you know, set the goals. And I think it's just connecting to people and not really being afraid. Although when we're young, we're afraid. But as you get older, you're just like, you know what? One life to live, right?
That's right. That's absolutely correct. And I want to hear about your upcoming projects. I think one of them I was very, very fascinated with was, I think, Black Rose.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's an experimental psychodrama thriller. It's pretty intense. The director, Taeja O'Brien, who brought me on board, she's she's amazing. She has all these ideas, and she wants... It's the, basically, the film's about the thin line between love and obsession. And my character, basically, is Thomas, who's an investment banker who puts his money wherever he wants to. Men want to be him. Girls want to be with him. And I definitely did research on how... Her thing is about the Steinhold syndrome, where most people, if you ever go to like an art gallery and you look at a painting or an art piece, and some people just start to cry, or when they see Michael Jackson or a celebrity and they just cry, like this surge of feelings just comes into them, into their soul, and this makes them break down. So my character goes through that when he sees the female. His whole life he's been told that he's the reason why his mother's dead, because she died at birth, and his father definitely put all that onto him at an early age. So he grows up kind of being a loner and just focused on his job, his occupation, being an investment banker. And then he goes to the gallery because, you know, there's going to be women there, you know, drinks. He's not really connected to people, so he just goes for the title and for class. And just to have his name out there, because, you know, it kind of gives him a little thrill. And he sees this amazing woman who he feels has the same passion that he has for his work and for himself. And she opens him up, and he falls in love with her, and things happen. Once we start to build our relationship, she pulls away from her dancing. I pull away from my job. I feel like this is what I want. She's still uneasy, and then craziness ensues at the... as the film continues. So we just have to do some voiceovers, because it's more voiceover and body language and dance and music and color than dialogue. So voiceovers are coming up next month, and then we're done. Then we get to screen in 2016.
Okay, awesome. And, of course, you're a part of my co-producer of my film, Heart Spoken, Israel Morero. My understanding is you're a part of Bobby Brick. And we talked about that earlier. What about that role? I'm sure you're pretty excited about that role, too.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of characters that that we can choose from, because I read the script, and I really love it. And we have Jason Rivera, Lanzar Rivera, that's a part of it, and I've been dying to work with him. He's part of Paper Chasing. And I'm super excited. I mean, I don't know if there's... He's trying to figure out which role to give me, because there's so many juicy roles. And but I know the one that he chooses, or if I choose or he chooses, it's gonna be great. I think he was telling me about the role, and I have to revisit the script and check it out. So we were talking the other day about it, and I was like, yeah, man, like, I'm excited. The script is impeccable, and I'm excited about Contrary Lee as well. Contrary Lee speaking. So I have you two that I'm excited to work with, because it's gonna be great. I already know it. You guys have so much good energy on Facebook, and outside of that, on Speak Live Nation, and I speak with Israel on the phone all the time. So I know we're gonna bring it together. It's gonna be big. It's gonna be great. People are gonna want to see these two films. Definitely.
Well, and I definitely am very, very humbled to have you on board. Just when I first saw you kind of screen what you were doing, hey, I knew you were quality as an actor, but I had the feeling that you was quality as a... But what we were saying is, I'm very humbled to have you guys on board. What I can say about this incredible cast that I have on my film, particularly the principal actors like yourself, you guys were, you don't have a let me try this out mentality. I mean, this thing, acting thing is the air you breathe. And I can say that about all the principal characters in this thing. And I'm so appreciative of you. And I want to thank you for not even blinking when you read the script. And
I love the role, because it's definitely a role I haven't taken on yet. And you can see, like, he's trying to find his way, and he's trying to find Tina as well. Like, he's enamored for all her expertise in helping him during his tough situation. And everybody kind of comes looking for Tina as well, because Tina is pretty much the person who brings us all together. And I kind of love that I've probably seen maybe one or two. It's like those who did it, but she's alive. I'm hoping she's alive, and because I think we still have to finish up the script, right? I think there's like a piece missing.
Well, there are some pieces missing because, in a good way.
You've been busy. You've been busy.
Yeah, it's good because we just added some more characters on there that's coming on board.
Yeah. So, awesome, yeah.
So that's one of the reasons why. But one thing about what I think you'll bring to that role, you'll bring like a humanness to that character. Everybody will be able to relate to that character. That character that was falsely accused, and that character that has something to prove, but they're kind of young, they don't know how to handle all those emotions.
Right.
But you got a virtue about you, and I saw that in your pictures or whatever, and I said, this is that guy. I said, this is the guy I need. And you're quite welcome, and, you know, I'm very thrilled to have, I still floored by this. I have Goodfellas star Christopher Cerrone in this film.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, because he's working with Israel as well. And
yeah, I've seen that. Yeah, I have him.
What do you think that's going to be
on Facebook?
Yeah, what do you think that's going to be like working with him?
I mean, he's been around for a while, so I know that he has, I mean, he has a good nature about him. I see him as being very down to earth and cool, calm, and collected, and probably a team player. And I can see that he's excited too, because I watch like when Israel talks to him on Facebook or on Instagram, because I have him on Instagram, and you just have this good feeling from him, from just like looking at his photos, and he's always around people who love him, and you just know that he's gonna bring love. So that's what we all want. We want people that connect at a positive level, have good vibes, you know, love what you do, and you know, don't be. Because, you know, there's always a few actors that are all about, like, they want more the fame than the actual art and the love for it. And but he's definitely not one of those people. And those people who are like that, it's fine. You know, everyone has their own reasons why they get into something, you know. So, but I think it's going to be great working with him, Jason.
Mm-hmm.
Is Craig Rivella, too, part of it?
Well, we're working on that. We're trying to
we're
look
working
into
on
that
it, right?
Right
all
now.
Right, all right.
Yeah, I'm hoping, you know, we're hoping there's not any conflicts with scheduling, that kind of thing, but definitely,
yeah.
That's someone we definitely, of course, I interviewed him before on Speak Live Nation, so we still have that in the
work. I heard that whole interview, it was amazing, making
yeah,
up the
he's
and all
an
that.
Amazing guy. Yeah, he is a beast and great person at the same time, and, you know, like I was saying, collectively as a cast, and of course you have yet to meet Deborah Terry, who's a star, who's playing Tina in this role. Wonderful.
Right, and I saw a video of her, I think on your page, and I just love her.
Oh, yeah.
The way she is as a person, very well spoken, and she has, oh my God, I love her voice, first of all. I have a thing about voices, and that was one of my complexities growing up, so
mm-hmm.
people's voices, I could feel love coming from her voice. And
mm-hmm.
I'm excited that she's a part of it too. Definitely.
Yeah, and of course that's like my big sister. She's always been like a mentor to me, and so I think highly of her. And like I said, as a whole, I am so blessed to have a cast of this quality of talent with quality people. Because there's a lot of talented people out there, but if you get them on that set, they're like something else, you know. And I don't think we'll have that issue with that.
No, we're definitely not gonna have any issues. It's gonna be off. You know, we're gonna be focused. We'll have fun behind the scenes, and then once we're on set, get it done.
Let's get it done. And of course, Jason, where can we find you on social media?
My name is Jason Anthony. Jason Torres on Facebook, on Instagram, and Twitter. My username is JT_actor, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram. My webpage is jasontorres.tv, so I'm also on the website. Yeah, basically there, or Google Jason Torres, IMDb. I'm published, well, there's probably like tons of guys with my name on IMDb. So I'm like number 9. I mean, how the hell am I number 9? But yeah, name.
Well, that's cool, Jason, and thank you so much for coming on Speak Live Nation. Again, welcome aboard, and best wishes to everything you're doing, because I'm a fan even outside of my project, I like seeing people go out there and do big things, and more the secrets of success. Oh,
with,
thank you so much.
With your books, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, got my books coming out, so.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait.
Thank you so much. And that's one of the secrets to success I had to learn, that when you're going to plot other people, when they're maybe going in a direction or that hit that goal before you do, you know, take it as something to inspire you. That should be something you should be jealous of.
Absolutely.
You know, it doesn't matter who comes first. You know, the view's still the same once you get to the mountaintop.
I know, exactly. No. Oh, wow. I love that one, man.
That was a good one.
The view is the same when you get to the top. Absolutely, yeah.
So, blessings to you, brother. And I'm going to close it out right now. You have a good one, okay?
All right. You have a good night. Thank you so much for having me.
Okay. In closing, I want to thank the audience for joining us here on Speak Live Nation. You can find me, Cedric Nettles, on Twitter and Instagram. And you can find Speak Live Nation with Cedric Nettles on Facebook. So until we get it in again, thank you for joining us and have a great one. Take care.